Thanks for coming today, Michał. I really appreciate you coming over from the U.S. to talk at TechEd. Firstly, can you talk a little bit about your role within Microsoft?
Sure. I work in a services organization, the office of CTO of Norm, who actually was presenting on a keynote today, a couple of days ago. The office of CTO has three main responsibilities. One is we are really looking to actually elevate the technical people. We are making sure that our technical strategy is properly executed and that we maintain the technical quality. So essentially, people, strategy, and quality from a technical perspective.
Excellent. And one of your roles is helping define roles within Microsoft. Some of the things that we're being asked at TechEd by some of our colleagues, customers, and partners is how the cloud is going to affect their job in the future. What's some of your views on specifically around the architecture role? How's the architect role evolving and what's it going to look like in the future?
A very good and tricky question, and also very often asked. If we start with the roles and jobs first, we can see those major changes and shifts in IT industry. This is not the first one, it's not a revolutionary one, but whenever we get the shift, if you remember the shift from mainframe to the client server and so on, we always have those debates, what is happening with the roles in the past? And I can't say that everything will be the same, just like I can't say that all of the COBOL programmers still roam the world, because they are not. But the jobs don't disappear. Jobs morph, change, and just because of a perspective of how the IT industry is growing as in a volume, definitely there will be more jobs, not the same jobs. Coming specifically to the architecture, one of the trends that we are seeing is that what we see as a mainstream architecture today is most probably lots of those skills are going to be acquired by much more technical engineering jobs, which we see today, while the jobs which are the skills and the competencies, which mostly either enterprise architects, the governance, the very strong linkage to the business, something what we call, let's say, enterprise architecture today, that is going to become much more of a mainstream of the architecture in the next 5 to 10 years. Cloud is just one of the catalysts, is not the only reason why those things are happening.
Okay, and there's many consultants out there and engineers who currently have very technical jobs. What do you see their roles evolving to in the future, and where's the future life for these guys?
So having a hardcore technical job will be an issue probably. Just like if you're looking into the car industry and all the, you know, garage mechanics, probably your father lived in my father lived in a generation where almost everyone had a technical knack and was able to, you know, disassemble the car and reassemble it back together. Nobody can do that anymore except a couple of very specialized technicians with the help of computers. So look into something similar that will happen in the IT industry. Yet there will be jobs in a different specific niches which will require and allow to have a very deep technical expertise still. Will it be the same as today? Will exchange consultant be exchange consultant in 5 years? Of course not. What exactly will be the new one? I don't know, but definitely there will be something else.
Excellent. And what's some practical piece of advice would you give to consultants and architects today who are looking at their career path for the near future?
It's a good one. Let me put it this way. It's much more important to build your breadth than to build your depth. What I want to say with that is be curious about as many aspects of IT and different skills and proficiencies within IT, then find that single best one, let's say SQL Server and databases, and kind of go deep and deep and deep in that single one. The future will be much easier to adapt for the future with your job will be easier if your breadth of understanding and skills is big enough that you can actually pick and choose as the landscape in IT industry is morphing.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Michał. I appreciate it.